cette forêt parfois agitée. Là où on peut chercher sa voie, on est souvent perdu au fond de soi. C'est en sortant de cette allée qu'il pourra prendre les routes pavées. Son ascension ou mille périls. Les victoires sont triomphales, mais où les chutes sont souvent brutales. Seuls quelques-uns se hissent en haut et réussissent à planter leur drapeau. La plupart stoppent à mi-trajet et se résignent bien à court du sommet. Prépare-toi, petit garçon. Ma longue expédition. Et même si on n'en revient jamais vivant, il faut marcher droit devant. On viendra l'âge du bilan, l'important sera que tu sois content. Car on fait ce qu'on peut dans la vie, tout dépend de ce qu'on a comme outil. On voudrait tous être aux commandes, mais l'offre est plus petite que la demande. Que l'on soit minus ou géant, il faut être fort pour traverser le temps. Bonne chance.
Good afternoon. It is now the afternoon. It's 1 p.m. here in Vancouver, and you're listening to What Pink Sounds Like. Thanks to Oswaldo. He just finished up his show with the Morning After show, and now it's on to me. I'm your host, Ashley Kissman, and today we are celebrating women in media and in music. A lot more music than media today, I would say, but I guess they're kind of combined, and we're going to be showcasing some awesome artists today. I can't wait to share with you. The weather is gorgeous out. I'm in shorts for once. This is a miracle compared to how awful our spring has been. So we're going to get the show started off right, but don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial while I play some music, because we're not only going to talk about some upcoming concerts tonight that you have to go to, but we're also going to talk about the Polaris long list that just came out. And this is a list featuring Canadian artists. It started in 06, and basically this group of basically album critics, musicians, journalists, etc., get down and they decide what's the best Canadian band out right now. So it's pretty huge. The musician or band that wins also wins about $30,000, which is awesome. And some of the people who made the list are very deserving of meeting this high accomplishment. But first, I gotta get it started off right with a really good feel-good song. This is to all my fans of Erykah Badu. This is Love My Life Worldwide, right here on What Pink Sounds Like.
Freak. phone call. Separate the good stuff from the junk. And then I brain bang to bump the phone girl. My name is Apples and I rock your world. Why do your math? 30, 26, 36 and a half. I hope that you will realize I got the hazel eye to make it ain't too bad. Step from the back, step to the front. I come alive, y'all. I give you what you want. The rhymes I got plenty, degrees 120. And if you want some, to jump the fuck in.
The remix dropping, big girl, big truck, big rim, whipper, flossy for you, they got my back, shut your lip up, turn it, turn it up, we gon' burn it up, take another pull and pass out on the furniture, hip hop, part of me, I just wanna party, grab somebody, sing like they got it, 8-7 Fila, soup to Diodora, 2K, now it's Isabella, Fiora, Erica, Angie, me, Bahama D, know what feels right, it's the better hold up. He got me high, ooh, got a little ride. Can't stop, won't stop, rockin' till I die. Now, as I flip the hip hop drops on ya, guilt real. Soul singer, Erica and Bahamadia. Original shine, girl, in the mix. Hey, that's me. I can watch you so dance.
My name's Bahama D and can't a chick in the game get it done like me. I've been chose by G.O.D. to show the whole wide world the meaning of MC. Look, I be in love with a thing called hip-hop. We go together like B-boys and shell tops. And it don't stop because I can't quit. My whole intention is to build in the uplift. I be the ultimate microphone deficits. Soloist with the inner self accent. A living legend, baby, throw me on the track and I'm guaranteed Bahama D and get it crackin'.
Bring it to you.
And that was Erykah Badu with some Queen Latifah in there, some Angie Stone. You gotta love it. I mean, tell me you were bobbing your head to that song, because that's how cool that song is. So we're feeling good. The show is a feel-good show today because the weather is awesome. Tuesday is not Monday, which means we're doing pretty good here. I'm Ashley Kissaman. I'm your host for the next hour until 2 p.m. This is What Pink Sounds Like, where it's a show dedicated to celebrating women in music and in media, which means all of the bands and musicians you're going to hear today are all have females in them or are, of course, women. And we're going to really celebrate and highlight women who kick butt. And that's how we do it here. The next artist I'm going to play for you is Sarah Kenvin. And she is from Toronto. And this talented musician recently contacted me about some airplay through my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com, all about the show and a little bit of my rants and ravings of being a 20-something living in Vancouver and loving music. And I was really impressed that she contacted me. Her music is awesome. She's been reviewed by NPR, National Public Radio in the States. And NPR describes her style very similar to kind of Tori Amos and Regina Spektor. But I would say she definitely has some very emotional lyrics on here on this album called This Is the Sea. And her music is very much folk jazz inspired. But it really does hit you hard. So I'm going to play this track for you. This is a shout out to Sarah Kenvin for contacting me. Thank you so much. And This is the C, right here on CITR 101.9.
This is the C. I'm fighting my way ashore. Something worth fighting for. Oh. And the beat, your angry waves upon this hull, the rising and the lonely fall. Oh.
That was Sarah Kenbin with This Is the Sea off the album This Is the Sea. Great album. Slowed it down there. Next up, I want to play for you Georgia Ann Muldrow. Now, she is, she's kind of like a hip-hop, jazz, R&B artist all into one. And if you like Erykah Badu, especially the song I played earlier, you are going to love this next artist. I first discovered her when she released her album King's Ballad off of Stone's Throw Record. And I found out she's actually the first female artist that was signed to Stone's Throw Record and a close friend to hip-hop and R&B artist Dudley Perkins. Now, her voice is very free-form, vocal style when singing, free-form in nature. She plays a majority of the instruments that you actually hear on her albums, which is really cool. Now, she does have a latest album called Vueto that just came out in 2011, and I'm going to track that down for you and hopefully play that next show. But this album, King's Ballad, is from 2010, and again, that's how I discovered her. It was when I was doing it back a hip-hop show back in my earlier days here in Victoria. So I want to play this song for you. It's called Simple Advice. Let me know if you like it or not. You can always call in and let me know what you think. My number is 604-822-2487. Here's Georgia Ann Muldrow.
Punks and His Punks are coming to the Waldorf Cabaret. The homoerotic power pop outfit will be headlining a show that features four great bands from the Bay Area on Monday, June 27th. They'll be joined by Sunny in the Sunsets, Shannon in the Clams, and Sandwiches. Doors are at 8 p.m. Advance tickets are available via ticketweb.ca. To learn more, go online to waldorfhotel.com. That's Hunks and His Punks with Sunny in the Sunsets, Shannon in the Clams, and Sandwiches. Monday, June 27th at the Waldorf Cabaret.
I kind of think you must be retarded. You don't like rock and roll. I don't want to leave you broken hearted, but you don't like rock and roll.
This next song, I should advise our more sensitive listeners, has some bad language in it. You can call her L.A. She's one of the latest female underground MCs that's blowing it up in Brooklyn, and hopefully she'll spread across everywhere. Her mixtape is called The Presentation. She cites one of her influences as Kanye West, and that's never more clear in this next track called Dreams.
Find your dreams come true.
A dream. A succession of mental images, sounds, emotions that the mind experiences. A series of thoughts, sensations.
And I wonder.
A wonder.
If you know.
Unrealistic realism.
What
a state of mind at which someone is or seems to be unaware of their immediate surroundings.
And I wonder.
They say it's fantasy.
If you know.
But I know better.
What it means.
So I need you
to find your dreams.
N.A. Chase. The red queen keeps me running in her race. And she got me fucking one in first place. So I'm dishing in the space. My peripheral is showing that I'm in the same place. Rabbit hole with no control. Looking for a place to hold. No, just a place to grow. Now I'm in the bottom, hating that I gotta hide. Jumping like a suicide. Put me on a different ride. Like the cyclone with some nitro. Now I see a light show in the sky, yo. Caterpillar with the hydro. Folding me a kite. Flew into my face. Trying to fill my life. But now I'm trapped in the cup made for me, sucked me up. Yes, I know I am free, but in the belly of the beast. Can you really see? Can you really breathe? Do you see my dreams? Have you ever felt like you were stuck? Place yourself into these scenes and you're really trying to chase those dreams, but
I wonder if you know
how. Now I'm on a magic carpet ride, open genie bottles, hoping fate will follow. Got me feeling hollow, torn for swallow up the rain. Please let it rain. So the witches of the OV dissipate into the plains, expelling all the sorcery from those who can't be named. King Cooper got a hold on me, my kingdom is insane. Seated in an audience, locked up by some change. Some belts I melt, lost self, need help. A lake is wallin', wings off, I cross, lost angel in the asylum. Need wealth, no help, the heart cannot be dying, or crying, or lying, or just anything but wings, I am flying. Tell these stars I'm moving into space. The air of the atmosphere, solar vacay, beach chair on the stratosphere. Sky is clear, it's like God is here. So whenever he asks, I stay falling to what I fear. Yeah, but I just can't be afraid anymore. No, I was stuck with my fears, but great power comes great responsibility, right? So now. So now,
find your dream.
Suddenly these skyscrapers just don't faze me. I'm on a star looking at the world that made me. Hate me for hearing screams, hate me for changing means. Hate me for hating lies, hate me for breaking screens. Kicking doors, fuck that, the world is yours. And she collapsed, she relapsed to these world laws. Cause she's building a spaceship, fuck rocking on slave ships. This is your pink slip, no, this is your ticket to a planet where your life and your dreams are one and the same. It's crazy cause right here everybody knows my name. I'm thinking that I'm ready, you're thinking it's the fame. Mama thinking that I've changed, hypnotized by the game. Cut these eyes, cut these legs, cut my arms, but dumb. I touch the sky all the same.
And I wonder.
And you wonder why we pray. And you wonder why we say. Why can life change? Why can pain fade? I know what it means. I'm looking at my dreams. But my nightmares become reality to me. And this is what I plead. Put my life in my lines. Cause I feel this is time to bring us back to the time when I saw her in these rhymes. I'm not conscious for them. My heart finally found my mind.
She'll travel fast. The only one she knows just when to be on time. Or she'll take it slow. She's so down to earth. And that's just what he needs.
Friday, July 1st at the Cobalt. WinnieCooper.net, Beatroot Magazine, and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present Oh No Yoko, playing in celebration of the release of their new EP, Pow Pow. Joining Oh No Yoko will be special guests Humans and Teen Days, along with DJ sets from Tristan Orchard, Wobangs, and Christian Flores.
This is not a rat race, with winners and losers. This is a fast pace, way of life. I take you downtown, maybe show you the sights.
Bands start at 10 o'clock. $12 gets you in the door. That's Oh No Yoko with Humans and Teen Days, Friday, July 1st at the Cobalt.
I know you've always wanted to swim with those games.
We like to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Hey.
I keep it a secret.
Oh, come on, just one bite.
Okay, it's vodka on ice, but then there's women on bikes. Oh, just the women who straddle.
Oh, now you are a handful.
I forgot about handfuls. Okay, it's everyone here.
You mean just all of the people?
Yeah, and all of their peers. And all of their pets. And their chandeliers. And their cigarettes. I haven't smoked in years.
I can hardly stand the sight
of it all. Human race, but for the planets and the stars and everything else in Mars,
it's like paradise spread out with a butter knife. I can hardly stand the sight
of it all.
I can hardly stand the sound
of it all.
I can hardly stand the taste
of it all. And they don't even know. Everyone's f***ed and they don't even know. Everyone's f***ed. Everyone's f***ed. Everyone's f***ed. Everyone's f***ed and they don't even know. Everyone's f***ed and they don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even know. Everyone's fucked and they don't even know.
That was Mother Mother with The Stand off their album Eureka. And before that, we had the lovely Killbots off their album Once Smitten. And that was the track Time for Change. Very much a electro pop fun duo. I'm in a dancing mood today, if you can't tell. And before that was L.A., oh, awesome MC, female MC from Brooklyn. And that was the song Dreams. So be sure to watch out for her. I think she's going to do some big big things coming up real soon. It's about 1:32 p.m. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm Ashley Kissman, and this is What Pink Sounds Like. I really do like volunteering to write for Discorder. It's CITR's monthly music magazine here from UBC, and it can be picked up all across the city for free, and I've been having a lot of fun doing album reviews and concert reviews so far for the publication. One of those reviews has been Love Cuts. This is a Vancouver trio, so local band, and they're just a lot of fun. They gave me a nice thank you email for playing some of their music, so of course I'm going to play them again and hopefully get an interview with them sooner than later, so I'll keep you posted for all that and more. Here is the latest from them. This is Lone Wolf right here on CITR. Was Love Cuts, local Vancouver trio, and you can listen to their 5-track EP online on their Bandcamp page, but if you are a fan of vinyl, the 7-inch is coming out very soon, so keep it locked on that. And again, I hope to have more information as the summer continues, because I think they're an awesome, awesome band. Next up, I'm going to play for you Anne Horse. This is a 2-person indie rock band from Brisbane, Australia, actually, but their frontwoman, Kate Cooper, is Canadian, and so we're going to talk about her a bit. They're actually performing at the Biltmore tonight, and I was hoping to interview them, but it didn't really work out with their schedules. Alas, we're all too busy, but I promise I'd give a shout-out. And they're a really fun band. Their latest album, their sophomore album, Walls, was recorded in Vancouver and actually produced by Sarah Quinn from Tegan and Sarah. So I just want to give thanks to Bobby from Makeable Music for giving me the heads-up about this great band. They're actually touring in Canada and in North America right now, so stay tuned for that. And they're definitely no stranger to the stage. In 2008, they toured the U.S. and was an opening act for Tegan and Sarah prior to the release of their first album. And they also opened for Death Cab for Cutie on their Australian tour. So these guys have definitely shared the stage with some great, great acts. And I think pretty soon they'll deserve their own stage. So here they are. This is Anne Horse, and this is the track Not Mine off of their album Walls right here on CITR.
A cold night in the summertime, on the streetlights that were mine, in a city I think it was yours. You said this weather where it happens not quite right. Summer's not tonight, not tonight. I said it's alright.
can use this desk light as my friend to get back where, to get back where.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Time has passed by, and it's getting harder to pretend.
That was Temporary Resident. That was the track and album name, and that was from the duo Imaginary Cities. I've praised this rock duo many times on this show. I love that album, and it looks like I'm not the only one. The Polaris Music Prize announced its long list on Thursday, and Imaginary Cities was one of those Canadian duos on that list. Now, this long list was announced Thursday in Toronto, with 19 out of the 40 artists being first-time nominees, which is a huge kudos to them. The awards, which were started just in 2006, are given to the top Canadian artist as decided upon a 227-member jury of Canadian music writers. And albums are judged solely on their artistic merit without regard of genre or record sales, which I think is really great considering these days, you know, not a lot of people are buying records anymore. People are downloading them or listening to them for free. And so I think it's really hard to judge on how successful an artist is simply on record sales anymore, which what used to be how you determine what's popular and what's not, and what's good and what's not. So this has become one of the highest honors in the Canadian music world, which is really great. And even cooler, musicians love it because they are vying for $30,000 in cash prize. And this list includes such artists as Sloan, Arcade Fire, Neil Young, Stars, as well as some newer artists like Jen Grant, Ostra, and Imaginary Cities, all three artists that I've loved to play on this show. So you see their good taste, it travels around a bit. So again, that was Imaginary Cities, and up next, let's play another one of those lovely artists on that list. Here is Jen Grant with Get You Good off of her album Honeymoon Punch.
But not much money for you. If you want me, say you do. I'm your lady, I'm on fire. Catch me if you can, I'm wild for you. If you want me, say you do.
I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, gonna let you, gonna get you good. I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, gonna let you, gonna get you good.
I've had one or two or ten misses, baby, since I met you. All I want is kisses from you. If you want me, say you do. I've had one or two long winters, baby, since I met you. The grass is getting greener with you. If you want me, say you do.
I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, gonna let you, gonna get you good. I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, get you good. I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna let you, I'm gonna get you,
gonna get you.
This just in, Tuesday. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
And you're listening to CITR. That was just Jen Grant off of her album Honeymoon Punch. And that was the track Get You Good, kind of a fun, upbeat one. And again, she is one of the artists on the long list of the Polaris Music Prize. So it'll be really interesting to see who wins this year. I think it's really awesome that the list, whoever wins from the list, is really judged by Canadian music writers and not necessarily about how many sold out concerts they have or how many albums they sell. So I think that's always really good. Now, you probably have noticed if you've tuned in every Tuesday, I love Adele. I really just can't get enough of this artist. Her latest album, 21, has been a huge hit, both mainstream and I feel like also in the underground scene. It seems like no one can say anything bad about it. So I thought I've been maybe overplaying the album, which of course isn't possible to me, but I'm thinking of you guys out there. But I found this awesome track that she's featured on that I was kind of transferring music from one computer, my iTunes, to another, and I stumbled upon it and I was like, wow, this is such a great track. This track is called Introspective, and it's actually by Novel, who's a male MC who's put out some really great stuff for any hip hop heads out there. He has an album, 808s and Mixtapes, again off of a Kanye West reference, and he has this great track called Introspective, very conscious hip hop, very much with a message, and Adele's part in it is just absolutely beautiful. Here it is. This is Introspective.
A bullet shine like a ray of light, especially in a battlefield when it breaks night. An AK got a young kid in his sight. Love is war and religion is a way of life. It's fucked up, you can lose a ligament. Everybody join in, it's a big event. Get your rocket launchers and your hand grenades. Maybe there's another country we can't invade. For instance, what's the government's intent? The poor stay poor, rich are gonna get rich. Life's a bitch, so you might as well get bit. Live long, fuck it, I'ma get my 10 cents. And so I go hard, this is for all those who think I fail until I prevail almost. Lost my leeway, fuck what he say. I'ma do me, welcome to the mixtape.
I like it in the city when two worlds collide. You get the people and the government, everybody taking different sides. Shows that we ain't gonna stand shit. Shows that we are united. Shows that we ain't gonna take it. Shows that we ain't gonna stand shit. Shows that we are united. Run my hometown, memories are fresh. Run my hometown, ooh, the people I met, yeah. Ooh,
It's such a beautiful song, a short song, but a beautiful one at that. And I was listening to it and kind of made me think about what was happening with the whole riots and the aftermath of the riots and how people have been ultimately uniting, and just the thousands upon thousands of volunteers that went down to clean up the city after the riot happened. And of course, the free barbecue that was put out for those volunteers afterwards. It's pretty crazy what's happened, but I think it has shown that obviously it was a small minority that kind of uprose and did some crazy, very stupid stuff on that day after the game, after game. Game 7. And it really, the majority of the city is here to stay. We're all, you know, still Canucks fans. And whether you love hockey or not, you're still respectful of the city and respectful of celebration outside in that public atmosphere. So, I don't know, that's what it kind of made me think of. But anyways, that's my take on it. If you love Adele and you have, you know, both albums, 21 and 19, and you're looking for some other stuff she's featured on, check that out. That was Novel featuring Adele with the song Introspective off of his album 808s and Mixtapes. My time is almost done here, but I don't know if you know, you've been following the movie blockbusters that are out. If you've noticed, and this is a pet peeve of mine, and I'm sure this can be said about a lot of TV and movies right now, but most of the main characters in a bunch of blockbuster movies right now are men, and women typically get the roles of being the sex symbol or just the kind of sidekick, and they don't really get the main roles. And I mean, if you just sit back and think about it, this is very true. New movies out right now include The Green Lantern, X-Men, which I haven't seen, but again, it has a lot of main male characters in it. Hangover Part 2. The movie Bridesmaids was an exception to this rule, but again, I found the movie kind of focused a little too much on Kristen Wiig's personal love life rather than just on the hilarity of the situation. Anyways, what I'm bringing it to is I'm reading Jezebel.com right now, and the Wonder Woman show was talked about being revamped by NBC for a long time. The pilot was given to NBC execs, and they said it's no good. And so now everyone was kind of sad that that TV show was going to end because, again, we have a lack of main female characters in a lot of TV shows on TV, and Wonder Woman would have added to that minority, and that would have been a step in the positive direction, I think. Anyways, good news if you're a fan of comic books or you're feeling the same way I am and you want more female representation on TV and stuff, Christina Hendricks could be the next Wonder Woman. You may know Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. She plays this sultry redhead, and she's a very sexy lady, if I do say so myself. But she may, it's rumored, she may take on that next role, which I think would be a really a step in the positive direction. She's a more of a voluptuous woman. She's not stick thin. And, you know, if she's